在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Hello, and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is A New Career in the Making. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States,And Monday to Friday, I bring you some English that hopefully will wake up your language learning skills. A new career in the making. Confidence, it seems, can get you a long way in life. Confidence around other people can actually make those around you feel comfortable. I'm talking about the kind of confidence that lets you just be yourself.You don't have to prove anything or impress anyone. When I took my daughter with me to the hairdressers so I could get my hair cut, she charmed everyone there and made herself at home. As the hairstylist wet and combed my hair, I heard Dominie chatting to a lady in a wheelchair who was waiting to have her hair cut. She openly asked her questions about her lack of mobility.And talked about all sorts of things, until both of them were smiling and laughing. The woman obviously felt at ease. Then Dominie moved to someone else and chatted for a while, asking questions and talking about her school and her friends. Finally, she jumped up on a seat next to me and got the attention of my hairdresser. I had my hair in my eyes, so I couldn't see very well,I was concerned that the stylist would lose concentration and chop a chunk of hair that she didn't mean to. Dominie swung around in the chair, asked her what she was doing and what all her equipment was for. I've taught my kids that if they start a conversation with people and are polite, then people will like it. But while I sat in the chair and listened,I heard my daughter take her niceness one step further. She called each woman in the room pretty. You can guess what kind of response she got. They all thought that she was a sweet angel. She even told the ugly ladies that they were pretty. Perhaps she'll be interested in politics when she's older. Well, the compliments came back in her direction. She was given a balloon,And finally, she was allowed to sweep up the hair that was on the floor, press a button that turned on a vacuum that sucked all the hair out through the wall. She thought that was the greatest thing. I thought about our little trip later and realized that, with a bit of initiative and confidence, she had managed to turn a potentially very boring half hour into a fun practice of using charm,to get people on your side. Grammar notes. Related vocabulary. To charm. He certainly knows how to charm. He always buys us chocolates and flowers and is extremely polite. He always buys us chocolates and flowers and is extremely polite. Mobility. After the accident, he lost some mobility in his hand. To feel at ease. After paying my bills, I always feel more at ease.To take something one step further. He took the conflict one step further and started punching and kicking. That's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and thank you for all your comments and emails.Remember, there's an app available of A Cup of English in iTunes. There's always the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. And there's also and you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.